The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, live Monday from Minnesota, 61 degrees, amazingly, and it's beautiful here in the state of Minnesota, sunny, little cloudy. Sorry to tell you folks, Jake is here again today, sorry about that.
Had to step in, work around that one of these days.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. Again, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or what you can do is go to Bradley Dean on Facebook as well. Bradley Dean, like the page if you would, please. And or what you could do as well is go over to Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, double E, double E. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. All of you heard about the event at Des Moines, or just outside of Des Moines, at DMAC College campus last week that we did. We concluded our tour for over the 2 weeks that we were gone, but we're still doing live radio. We're in Illinois, we're in Nashville, Orlando a couple times, and we went down to Fort Lauderdale area, and we went back up to Orlando. We did some conferences in Oviedo, and we also went to Georgia, where we did a couple events there, or a couple things there, met with a few folks there, and did some radio and stuff like that, and then we ended in Des Moines. We just posted, actually, the video of the student activist, we'll call him, Young Americans for Freedom chapter leader, Jake Daigle, on our website, or excuse me, on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I encourage you to go check that out. Share that among the people if you're interested in us doing an event at your college, your high school, your Tea Party group, etc. Share this video. It shows results, folks. This is what kids are saying, and especially that of the next generation. Also, too, if you look at our Facebook, we have a whole bunch of people commenting and quoting, but I want to bring everybody to the text art. Bradley Dean, who's to blame for the unborn's blood? This was our last call that we did last week. Through their inaction, this text art says, and this is part of the article as well, the professed church in America today has been the greatest advocate for the abortion industry. 300,000 pulpits have become accomplices to murder by their silence, while 3,700 babies a day are aborted. In the meantime, America seems to have question marks as to why their government acts in the fashions they do. You saw just recently where Obama said, God bless Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood isn't going anywhere.
He's a sick criminal.
That is a tyrant. That's right. That is a tyrant digging in his heels saying, I'm not going to change. Folks, there's no mercy turning the other cheek and praying for blessing upon a leader like that. He has purposely and willfully defied heaven, and he's defying you because he's defying his God.
Scripture says that the mercies of the wicked are cruel, and that's exactly right, especially to the unborn and the innocent. But when I look at a situation like that, it's the American people that need their finger pointed at from the heavens because they're allowing this individual to commit the crimes against the innocent on a daily basis in such a fashion that he is.
And have been over how many administrations?
40 years.
God bless those that are shutting down abortion clinics. That's awesome. God bless those states that are standing up and saying, we don't care what a tyrant says. He's not ruled by law, therefore his laws do not apply here because they're not laws. That's where we keep our focus. Also, too, we got an email. As you all know, we're going to be doing the graduation for the Constitution course coming up very shortly, May 10th. Mr. Michael Prutko will be joining us. Just got another email from Phyllis last night or the night before, after one of the classes. Dear Jake, that was a good class this evening. I've learned so much during this coursework. Folks, study the Constitution. Light bulbs are going to go off. She said, I wonder why we were never taught about the Constitution when I was in school. Or if you were, you forgot about it.
Or you didn't pay attention to the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. That's plastered on the wall.
Where it should be.
Yes.
In all the public education. So thank you, Phyllis, and thank you all those that joined the Constitution class. We'll have another date here coming up soon, but I encourage you, if you're in the area, make it to the graduation. It's going to be on the 10th of May. Also, Rob Cunningham just Twittered this not too long ago. Bradley said Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, or you can do SOL Media 1 on Twitter. The most powerful solution for our republic, Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Media, plus the Ten Commandments, America. Support them both. Exactly. Support America. How do you support America? You can support our group if you
support
want.
Support yourself.
Well, ultimately, yeah.
Folks,
you
do we support can't do
America.
Without you.
We are America. Yeah. You can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry. Rob has done that. And, folks, we just appreciate your support to continue bringing this message to more generations. So we have, every single time we do an event, we have more videos and more photos to show you fruit, folks. Not the bad that's going on, but the fruit of changing a culture. You can make your tax-deductible gift at sonsoflibertyradio.com or become a son or daughter of liberty. And you can partner with us every single month to bring this message all throughout the country.
I'm thinking of the lady that was on one of the boats when the Titanic was sinking. And her name was Molly. And in process, she said to the people, let's go back and capture the living that were still above the water crying out for help, namely their husbands, their brothers, their sisters, their children. And she looked at everyone that was on the boat and she said, what's wrong with you? Because they kept paddling away from the Titanic after it sank. And one of the captains stood up and said, shut your mouth. Shut that hole in your face is what he said to her. In other words, we're here to save our own butts. We can't think about other people. Yet, when I look in Scripture, greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brother. And because we see that that's exactly what Jesus Christ did for every one of us. And it's true what Charles Spurgeon said, that if you're saved, how can you not have a care for others being saved? And it's the surest sign that you're not saved when you don't have a care for others to be saved. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And what is His commandments? To go out there and fulfill the Great Commission by seeking and saving that which is lost. And the Bible says that we're all, regardless if you're an apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, or a pastor, to do the work of an evangelist. We'll be right back and we'll talk more about this topic. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast and that everybody is just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things. Not political leaders. leaders, not religious leaders. The little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect.
Amen.
And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing. And I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that phone number, 1-877-807-9977. So, folks, I get back after 2 weeks of being on the road, serving my country and my people, and first and foremost, my God. Can't do one without the other. But what's interesting is when I got back, I get a stack of mail as half the size of my, goes up to my, about a foot of mail, literally. I was going to say all the way up to my knee, but it wasn't that high. And in saying that, I got one of these articles, and it's actually, it's a magazine, but I want you to just hear what I got. And what's important for you to know is it's a evangelistic outreach. It's an evangelistic outreach, and this is what it says. I'm just going to go from page to page to page to page, and I want you to hear the headlines, okay? So here we go. So first headline, first page. Home Depot, again, gives to gay group. This is an evangelistic Christian magazine, friends. Second page, sex education for Chicago kindergartners. Third page, sex prevails among singles. This is a Christian magazine that was sent to me, friends. School restrooms, page four. School restrooms accessible to transgenders. Page five of this Christian magazine. Muslim influence grows in U.S. I'm trying to figure out where Christ is. Page six. Millions will lose insurance under Obamacare. Page 7, healthcare for people of biblical faith. That's probably the most positive article I've seen. Page 9, the culture war comes home. Page 10, same article. Page 12, how to incinerate mental porn. Mind Armor offers effective training to fight lust. I mean, can you imagine a man in the natural standing in Arlington Cemetery thinking about pornography? I would say that man's beyond all hope. Mm-hmm. but this is a Christian magazine. Friends, this is a prime example as to why you are in the position that you are in today. Because of a lack of Christianity, a lack of Christ. And these are the people that magnify grace to their created image, which suits their sin, licentiousness or lasciviousness, or as if to say that the grace of God is there to basically cover your sin rather than to empower you to overcome your sin. I mean, the last thing you want to do around people like this is actually quote scripture where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Well, what I see here is sin abounding, and where is the grace is the question. And this is exactly what the world's looking for, is where's the grace? Where's Christ? Let me give you a couple more articles in this magazine, this Christian, lack of Christian magazine, an evangelistic magazine. Uncovered by God, it's about Jesus' boat. They're trying to prove that it was Jesus' boat, like Jesus cares if you found his boat or not, right? Go to the next page, Immorality Tale at Sacred Yale. Our friend Ray Comfort is in this magazine, and it is the most positive portion and Christ-exhibited portion in this whole magazine. And there is 27 pages. And then what it does is I turn the page again, and then it has, it's time for men to stand. And then it has a picture of those standing in the fallen world. Tim Tebow. Because he has 3:16, John 3:16 on his face. Good for him. But if that is the standard of Christianity in America, friends, and that's the best that you've got, again, this is the reason your backs are up against the wall. Then it's got a picture of a guy named Josh McDowell. He likes to take people's shoes off and wash their feet. Because he's looking out for his brother. And Jesus said, listen, what I show you and do to you, you need to do unto your brothers. Yes, but he was talking about the power of sanctification through the washing of the water by the word. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. Friends, when I look at this particular article right here, it's time for men to stand. And the best that they have for the Christian world is the very reason we have lost year after year after year after year after year. Capitulators subjected themselves to a false version of grace. Read Isaiah 30. It's a false covering. It's not Christ at all in any sense of the word. And then it begins to give reviews on movies as to what the world has to offer you. And then on the very back of this particular magazine, it says Worldviews and Morality. Now, friends, I don't know if it's just me, but John Wesley used to preach 90% law, 10% grace. And keep in mind, friends, the law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. You are carnal, sold under sin. And if we are properly crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:21, and we're baptized with Christ, Romans 6, then we're going to be witnesses of the resurrection and power and overcoming power. And we're going to walk in the spirit of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ, Revelation 17. But when I begin to look at what the church is offering in America, the lack of Christianity, the professed church in America is offering for the next generation and even the current generation, the only thing I'm thinking about doing is going down to the hardware store and buying some rope, because there's no reason to live if this is the hope that Christ has to offer. No, friends, let me tell you something again. This is a lack of Christianity. And please do forgive the ignorance that is paramount in this country through these people. My ministry, when I first got saved, I said, Lord, if you are who you say you are, I'll serve you. But if not, I don't want anything to do with what I see in this country. I'm ashamed of it. I'm embarrassed for them. They're a reproach. They talk much. Listen, if they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being reprobates, and unto every good work, reprobates, I'm sorry. And when you look at what's going on in this country, again, it's like, my gosh, people, is this all that you have to offer? And this is all they have to offer is defeatism. And here we're sitting in it right now. And yet, but when I jump over to Scripture, which I'm going to do right now, and I read what God did to the children of Israel, as a matter of fact, if it wasn't for the Bible, the 66 books, all the way from Genesis to Revelations, I don't see the defeatism. The only time I see the defeatism is when people depart from their God. And clearly these people have departed from their God because there's no victory.
Doesn't the word salvation have meaning? I mean, isn't that
liberation
what Christ came to bring?
From bondage? The other from way
something.
Around.
You,
yes.
You're saved from something for a purpose. You don't serve Christ because you come to him. He says, well, I can't forgive your sins. You go to him because he's the one that does forgive your sins and overcome sin and gives you the grace that you need to overcome this world. We don't go to Christ because he's defeated. The world is defeated. We already know that. We read in the book.
We overcome because of the faith of the
Son
of God.
And if we don't have the faith of the Son of God, then we can't overcome and we won't be able to go out into society. Otherwise, we'll just turn ourselves into, and many people have done this.
Yes.
I mean, you look at the article in there about pornography and the mind and stuff like that. You take that. That was a big kick not too long ago. I remember hearing a whole bunch of groups going on how they're going to deliver men from pornography. Why in the world is America dealing
with
the issue?
Where's the blood of Christ?
Why is America dealing with the issue of pornography? What we do is we descend down into the depths of, okay, what is sin? Let's try to accommodate sin in order to create a ministry, for example. And a lot of churches do that too.
Right.
Come to my church because, you know, we're going to help you with your counseling. We're going to help you with this problem, that problem, this problem.
Yeah.
You operate comfort. You go into any bookstore, Christian bookstore as an example, there's not many of them left anymore, but you go into them and you look for the evangelism section.
Yeah.
Where are the books that talk about going out and reaching?
That's right.
They're not there. It's all self-helps or it's fiction. That's right. Fiction, novels, entertainment basically is what that is. And then there's the end times kind of stuff too.
Yeah.
Rather than the evangelism, how do you go turn things around?
People love to succumb to fear.
Mm-hmm.
People love to talk about the end times because they have this thought in their mind that they're just looking to God. They're looking to sit down and do nothing and basically, in essence, be raptured from responsibility. Mm-hmm. As if to say, God didn't say, keep my commandments and live.
That's right.
No, they said, we won't keep your commandments and we'll die. Mm-hmm. And really, if you look in Scripture, that's not a good place to put yourself. See, folks, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work a reprobate. It means God's hand's not on them. And this is exactly what this exemplifies. And if people keep continuously, or they continuously keep going to churches that report the negative report or the bad report,
you go to the New York Times for that, can't you?
I'm embarrassed.
You can go to the Inquirer for that. You can go to the New York Times for that. You can go to Newsweek for that. You can go to Time for that because it's preaching the same thing. It's a little bit more slightly negative context than the AFA, but that's what you're essentially reading.
Well, let me say it this way. Reading this, I'm expecting to hear the victories in Christ.
That's right.
But I'm not seeing the victories in Christ. I'm seeing the defeatism and how the spirit of the world's winning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that in Scripture. And again, as I said, the only time it takes place is when you depart from the living God. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand tall for our founding principles and our Christian values. And Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Wow. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope. And a good example of how they should stand up every day for what they believe in.
Well, that was cool, David. That was a little bit of a surprise. Kind of having a frustrated day thus far. Don't mean to...
There's plenty of light out there.
Well, there is. Plenty and it's, that's really awesome to hear that. I appreciate that. Listen to this, friends. Numbers 13. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. Friends, since we have been in ministry, you know what we have done? Before we got out there doing high school assemblies, you know what we were told by the professed church? You can't do that. We were told over and over and over again. No, we were literally told that. I was literally told that. That was before you were around. You can't do that. But here you have the same group of people gathering money from people that will send them over to overseas to preach a gospel to a foreign people that they won't even preach to their own kids through their lifestyles, by the way. The Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. See, these people say, do as I say, but don't do as I do. And the fact of the matter is they don't do anything for the most part. They're willing to send people overseas to reach out to a people with their false version of the gospel that doesn't even work in their own backyard. And they have more of a care for foreigners than they do their own kids in their backyard. But these are the people that told me, you can't do that. Well, friends, 342 high schools and colleges later, we bring the good report back to these professed church members, these professed Christians, and they don't know how to respond to you. But let me show you how they responded to Joshua and Caleb. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land whithersoever thou sentest, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, the good of the land. And this is the fruit of it." They showed him that it can be done. "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." In other words, oh my gosh.
There's that magazine you were just reading.
That's right. "They'll put the fear of man into you, which is only a snare," it says in the book of Proverbs, not to do what God has called them to do. Yet Scripture says that the righteous are made bold as lions, forward to danger. When you look in Scripture, Jesus went into the temples. He went into the synagogues. He went into the areas where the people needed to be dealt with the most. He confronted the Pharisees, Matthew 23. Jeremiah 23, both old and new, one and the same. I go on. "The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." Interesting, because when I go back to Exodus 23, I can see God said that you're going to drive out your enemies. You're going to possess the land of your enemies. That means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their places. And that's exactly what America is. And I'm talking about the righteousness of Christ, friends. "Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.'" Did you hear that, friends, at the first segment of this radio show? This is the best that this country has to offer, is defeatism. And they wonder why the younger generation is nowhere to be found in their hypocrisy. "Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, 'Listen, we can do this. Let's go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.' But the men that went up with them said, 'We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.'" Really? Why don't you tell that to Samson then, you capitulators? Why don't you tell that to Moses then, you capitulators? The meekest man alive confronted Pharaoh, the greatest government on this earth, and God judged Pharaoh, not the other way around, friends. Why don't you tell that to Gideon, who took out the Midianites with 300 people as he dealt with 135,000 of his enemies? Why don't you tell that, you capitulators, to King Hezekiah, when God showed himself strong on the behalf of King Hezekiah because he did all that David did? Why don't you show that to you capitulators? Why don't you tell that to King Jehoshaphat or to King Solomon or to King David? Why don't you tell that to them? Because when I go to Hebrews 11 and I see the faith victories, what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. There they all are. Jephthah, Samson. What about Joshua when he dispossessed the land after Moses died and gave the children of Israel the promised land? What about the 56 signers, friends, that believed God? And yet you give ear to this garbage, and these professed Christians have the audacity to turn grace upside down. They're not made more than conquerors through Christ who loved them. They're succumbers. They're losers. They're underachievers. They don't know the Spirit of Christ. They don't know what it's like to overcome. Here's Caleb. He stills the people and says, "We can do it." But the men that went up with him, who saw that they could do it, said, because they were of a different spirit, by the way, "We not be able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it out is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature." Really? Look at you. Look who America runs from today. A bunch of effeminate pansies in office. And effeminate pansies they are. "And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak." See, they keep magnifying the problems. They keep magnifying the stature of their enemies. Here's the funny part. Less than 1.7% of the population is what America capitulates in the face of. You have 312 million people that complain about the 545 people in government. How shameful. When does it get to the point where you're embarrassed for your stupidity? Really? And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. Oh, Jesus, come get us. We're done. We're doomed. It's the end times. There's nothing we can do about it. I thought Christ was alive forevermore. I thought that was our message, that he is risen. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. Why? Because they were the leaders of the pack.
They brought us here.
Yeah, they brought us here. And what did they do when God delivered them from Egypt? What did they do? Because they didn't get it their way, they whined about, would you bring us out here so God could kill us? Everything under the sun as an excuse the flesh and the carnal man can come up with, they hurled at Aaron and Moses. And Moses and Aaron were just leading them to the promised land. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we have died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness? You know, I hear people say this all the time. You know what? I love so much. I love my Father so much in heaven. I love Jesus so much that I would die for him. That's great. Good for you. But will you live for him? That's the real question. You're willing to die for him, but you're not willing to live for him. I had a guitar player one time. We were going to do an album, and we're on the brink of doing that just now. But he found out some of the stuff that we go through. The problems that we go through, the spiritual warfare that this ministry goes through to reach out to the next generation. You know, as Paul said, an effectual door has been opened. Many are the adversaries. Hello.
See the doors too.
And he said, you know, I just don't know that I want my name on that. I have a good reputation. Oh, do you? You have a good reputation? Hey, I said, hey, bro. I said, so you love your country? He said, yeah. I said, you love your freedom? He said, yeah. I said, but just not enough to fight for it, right? You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. God said just the exact opposite of what the professed church in America has to deliver up to the American people. And it was the Lord that continuously said, to him who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. You know, there is two different voices in this world. And it's amazing how these professed Christians can hear the voice of the world, but they can't hear the voice of God. Because they're not born of the Spirit of God.
The Christ said.
It's exactly what he said in 1 John.
You're not of my Father. You're not of my seed. You can't hear me because you're not of me. You're of your father, the devil. The devil is the ruler, of the prince of the power of the world. He's the worldly voice. I just thought about something when you were bringing up Caleb and Joshua. They all inspected the land. They all saw the fruit. Joshua and Caleb didn't deny the fact that they were giants. They knew they were giants, and they were big, and they swallowed up the land.
Hey, it's not how big the dog is in the fight. It's how big the fight is in the dog. Yeah. The bigger they are, the harder they hit the ground.
Yep.
Right?
With Christ, absolutely.
David, Goliath, right? Yeah.
That's what the Bible speaks of, and this was even before that. But if you want to win, you're not going to look for a reason to lose. And that's what happened. They saw the playing field, and they looked for the reasons to lose rather than the reasons to win. Now, you got to be wise in what you do. You got to size up situations, but you're ultimately looking to win, not to lose, not to back down in the face of it. And just like it says, many turn back in the day of battle. Well, what kind of blessing did they receive, and what kind of blessing did they pass off to the posterity? Later on in the story, we see who gets the blessing, those that would take God at his word, and they inherited the land and all the goodness of that land.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, talking about the promise. We can do this, friends. Don't listen to the voice that says you can't. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com or Bradley Dean on Facebook or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Talking about defeatism in the professed church in America, and at the first segment, or during the first segment, I went after headline, sex education for Chicago kindergartners, sex prevails among singles, and then you go into the middle of the magazine, and then, well, really what they started doing is telling on themselves because they have a porn problem. That's why there's so much defeatism. How to incinerate mental porn. Mind Armor offers effective training to fight against lust. Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but the Bible says that Christ is evidently set before our eyes and evidently crucified. Now, if we look at a crucified Christ, I'm not sitting here thinking about things I shouldn't be thinking about. As a matter of fact, case in point, the Puritans used to study the five wounds of Christ. They used to study the five wounds of Christ. See, because they realized that they were redeemed through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Catherine Booth comes to my aid. She said, "I am tired of hearing the words, 'I can't.'" Jeremiah said, "I'm a child," but the Lord didn't pat him on the back and say, "Jeremiah, that's very good. I like that in you. Your humility is beautiful." Oh, no. God didn't want any such mock humility. He reproved and rebuked it. "I do not like that humility that is too humble to do as it is bid," said Catherine Booth. "When my children are too humble to do as they are bid, I pretty soon find a way to make them, I say, go and do it. The Lord wants us to go and do it." Back to Numbers 14. Crazy. Man, I mean, Moses and Aaron and Joshua and Caleb, man, they were just like out of this world. Yes, they were out of this world. and they received their faith from the risen Christ who sits at the right hand of the Father. Absolutely. The Bible says we're supposed to set our affections at the right hand of the Father where Jesus sitteth. Yes. Colossians 3. Listen to what another man of God said, Hudson Taylor. All God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they believed that God would be with them. Or what about F.B. Meyer? He said, we never test the resources of God until we attempt the impossible. And keep in mind, friends, what the great reformer Martin Luther said, reason is the enemy to faith. And when you reason yourself out of the faith, then you wonder why you don't see the hand of God in your life because of your reason. Folks, leaders are visionaries with a poorly developed sense of fear and no concept of the odds against them. They make the impossible happen and praise God for it. Praise God for it. Let's go back to this with Moses and Aaron. They fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel because they didn't believe the good report, though they seen themselves that they could do it. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them, searched the land. They tore their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we have passed through to search it, it is an exceeding good land. By the way, friends, I'm not telling you to possess land. You've already got your land from coast to coast.
Yeah, your constitution.
From the east coast, from the west coast, all the way to Minnesota, where we're from, up to Texas, or down to Texas, I'm sorry. You've already got your land. What you need is justice. That's what you need is justice.
You've got your rights, you've got your Bible, you've got your Constitution, you've got your Bill of Rights, you've got your ability to vote for your elected officials. The justice is exactly what you're talking about.
Then
how application.
Is it, then how is it that when you turn your radio, I got XM radio, and I literally, I don't listen to Fox anymore. I can't stomach their defeatism. I can't stomach their debate. It's hard to find anything on there. I can't listen to any music. Why? Because those are my ear gates.
That's right.
And David said, as far as his eye gates go, concerning those that watch TV, I'll set no wicked thing before my eyes. No way. Because, you know what? The first look is free, friends, but the second one won't cost you. And when you're watching TV, you can't get away from the second look. And D.L. Moody rightly said this. He said, listen, we're not concerning thoughts. He said, we're not responsible for the birds that fly over the top of our heads, but we are if we allow them to nest in our heads. In other words, what he was saying is, listen, take every thought captive and make it obedient unto the word of Christ. We are going to be judged for every idle thought and every idle word. That's good news to me. That's not bad news to me. Listen to what Joshua the son of Nun said. He said, if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us. He already has America, a land which floweth with milk and honey, the good of the land. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us, fear them not. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. In other words, when everybody wanted to kill the good report, God showed up on the behalf of the man that was willing to take a stand. Friends, it's really to the point in this country where we don't need to find fault anymore. It's okay to expose the problems. We do it all the time, but we need to find the remedy. We need to bring about the resolve. And the only people that are going to get the job done in this country are men and women that are truly filled with the Spirit of God. See, it's a work of faith with power, right? Remember Jesus said, for the Christians in this country, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father? And your Father in Jesus' name said that they would know what sort of men are among you, having strong confidence and much assurance, but having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. Where's the power? The power's in the Holy Ghost. We're not looking for the power. We're looking for the heart of God, and then everything else will follow. Remember, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all things will be added unto you. I can see why the Lord said that a child, and he displayed that a child was the model for heaven, because they didn't know enough craft to deceive themselves out of the spirit of Christ.
That's all they had.
That's all they had.
I mean, that's all a child has. I mean, his mother, he has to trust 100%.
You know, one of the things I shared with in the church yesterday, isn't it interesting in America today, the grown-ups are supposed to be the standard, becometh holiness. Now what you see is exactly the opposite. See, when you're 18 years old, the older adults, the mature adults are now teaching the younger generations that, listen, when you're 18 years old, then you can booze, then you can smoke, then you can become a full-fledged pervert. Yet Scripture teaches us just the exact opposite. We must be born again of an undefiled seed. We haven't been redeemed with or by the tradition of men or with silver and gold. We've been redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, friends. Hello. Don't shout me down, right? One of the things that Hudson Taylor said, and he was right when he said it, he was a great missionary to China. He raised up over 100 missionaries to China to preach the kingdom of God to dead men.
The story's amazing.
Oh, it's absolutely story, amazing. But what's
his life? It's amazing.
He said that those weak men knew that they were weak, therefore they could see a God that was strong enough to show himself off in their weakness. And what did Paul say in the book of 2 Corinthians 12? Jesus said to him, because he was tempted, he had a thorn in his flesh. He said, listen, my grace is sufficient for thee. For when you're weak, then I am strong. And we got to keep in mind that Jesus was crucified through weakness, but he lived by the power of God. 2 Corinthians 13:4. See, I think it really comes down to this. Who do we belong to? Are we really Christ? Because if we are, the world will know it. And I can tell you this right now, the voice of the prophets, my friends, the only thing that you're hearing from the prophets right now, the real prophets, biblical prophets, is the rebuke. And they're saying, prepare to meet your God if you don't turn. I can't stand defeatism. We're not going to be able to stand before God on that final day and say, Lord, but you didn't. The Lord's going to say, no, I did. Remember, I said through my son, it is finished a long time ago. There's absolutely no excuses. And back to Jesus, it was said of him that all the books of the world couldn't contain the miracles that he did when he was on this earth. I mean, when I hear scriptures like that, it says to me, wait a second, if you did it for them, you'll do it for me. If you did it for them, you'll do it for me. And by the way, that was David's prayer as well. Lord, show my generation your strength. Psalm 71, 18 and 19. Check it out when you get a minute.
You made a statement at the beginning of the show. You talked about people saying you couldn't go into public schools. How many public schools have you spoken to now?
342, and now we're doing colleges and tea parties and radio across 52 countries
and student groups
and
are
television.
Popping up all over
Amen.
The country to
Amen.
Establish and take that word on. So, folks, there it is. When the people come to stone Moses, it comes the Spirit of the Lord and the pillar of fire to come down and God to answer. Those blessings are there for you.
Are you worried about what the enemy does to you? The only thing I would be worried about is what he's going to do to them. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty
Radio.
Hey there,
my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.